Here's a question for you. Are you sitting at a desk working? Do you really need to be at that desk in that room? Or could you be doing exactly the same work for exactly the same company if you're on the train, if you were at home, if you're in the car, if you were sitting in the Bahamas? There's a lot of flexibility in the workplace now. It's all down to the tech of the age, and the desk job is facing a bit of a demise. Let me speak to Dave Copland, who certainly knows about this. He's Microsoft's chief envisaging officer. That's a name and a half, Dave, but obviously you're looking forward to everything that's coming down the line.
You bet, Frank. And you know, my job is really to help people understand what technology can do for them, right? So, you know, we talk about the technology all the time, but, you know, my job is to bring it to life. So how could you change the way you think about your commute or the work you do for your organization? Because I think we just live in this amazing world where technology could do so much if only we let it do it for us.
There's absolutely nothing to stop me broadcasting this entire program from my bed.
Exactly.
I see the boss looking through the window and thinking, there's a good idea. But, you know, we are at the cutting edge of it. If we're in broadcasting, this program could be done from anywhere.
Absolutely. And you'll have seen it, Frank. I mean, you used to, if you were doing outside broadcast, you'd be carrying around a whole bunch of audio equipment, maybe a few of you as well, to in order to do it. I bet you can do pretty much a lot of it yourself, or certainly with a smaller team, and certainly without all the equipment you used to have.
Totally. And I've seen that. I've seen that change because I'm long enough in the game to see five or six people, sometimes with television, you know, 10, 15, 20 people needed to bring an item as far as the screen. And now, on occasions, one person can do it. That's stretching it. But usually, it's a maximum of about three people who can bring you a really good picture. And as for radio, definitely a perfect sound. But for others who may be sitting at a desk thinking, no, I would have to be here sitting at this terminal because this is where I belong, they're hard to convince that flexibility is the way ahead.
Yeah, maybe, Frank. I mean, we've just done some research, right, that's shown that things are changing. We looked at the stats, and we looked at the stats for Northern Ireland, actually, and what we can see is that almost half of people working in Northern Ireland work outside of the office. So almost half people are already doing it. Over two-thirds of bosses, so two-thirds of Northern Irish organisations, not just allow flexible working, but are encouraging it. And they're happy for them to work in different locations. It's not just working from home. It's working from maybe your customer's premises, or maybe, you know, that dead time when you're travelling from one place to another, and, you know, you won't be doing this while you're driving, but you might be in a train or you might be a passenger in a car. And it's just that the technology enables you to make use of that time to deliver real sort of outcomes for your organisation that then enables the individual to maybe do less work in the evening or to change their behaviour about what they do.
I suppose the greatest advance in that sphere was emails on the move.
Yeah, certainly that was the first big one. But, you know, the thing that we've got to start to think about is if you think about the device that most of us have in our pocket, you know, this is a computer that's more powerful than the computer that used to be on our desk 5 years ago. We live in a world where these devices are now connected, so I can be anywhere and still have access to all of the systems, all of the information, all of the communication that I could do as if I was in the office. But then there are other things happening. So, you know, we've got other devices. So, for example, pretty much when I'm traveling around between meetings, I have my phone and then I have this lovely little portable keyboard. It's a little Bluetooth thing, and it fits in the back pocket of my jeans, and it just means in that 30 minutes sat on the train going from one place to another, I can be as productive from a train as I could be from my office. And it changes my opportunity as an employer, and certainly my employer you know, gets more benefit out of me as a result.
What do you see happening 10 years from now? Because even the last 10 years have been amazing in terms of tech progress.
Well, I think, you know, it's going to be more of the same in a sense, Frank. You know, the devices will be more powerful, there'll be more connectivity. The big change, however, I think, will be in our culture, in our behaviour, in the way that we as individuals think about flexible working, but certainly how employers think about it. Today, some employers think about it in the terms of, well, if I do this, you know, it's good for my employees. The employees, let's just pick a random example, who've got, you know, childcare issues, this enables them to you know, meet both demands. Actually, employers will change. I think they'll see this as a strategic opportunity for all of their employees. We employees will start to become much more familiar with a world that extends beyond the 9 to 5. Not that that means that we do more work. It's just that we choose to do work at the time that's most appropriate. So, for example, if I want to take my son to school in the morning, I can do that. I'll work, you know, during the middle of the day. I'll pick him up. And then I may work in the evening. You know, I'm still doing 8 hours. It's just I'm spreading it out over the day in a way that suits me best. And that's the world that I want to progress in certainly the world that we're trying to encourage, both through the provision of these kind of technologies and devices like the keyboard I mentioned, right through to the connectivity and the ability to access our information anywhere.
It does, however, give the employer the advantage. The demands can increase on the employee.
Yeah, Frank, and here's the danger, right? So if you're in an organisation where the culture of work is such that you feel, you know, that you always have to be working, we've seen this. We've seen employers who, you know, if I send you an email at 10 p.m, if I don't see an answer by 10:30, then I don't think you're working very hard. That's got to end. That stuff is just, it's toxic for what the technology enables us to do. Instead, we need people to think about what this does in terms of freeing up their employees. When employees are enabled to work in a way, you know, both in terms of location but also time that suits them, guess what happens? They're becoming more engaged with their employer. They love their job. They don't want to leave the company. They stay around for longer. And the benefit to the organization is immense. So it's about flipping that culture if it exists. But it's also about helping both employer and employee understand that just by making these choices about, you know, choosing when to be productive and then choosing what to do with the time they save, you know, spend more time with your family, spend more time with your friends, whatever it may be, then everybody kind of wins.
You're looking ahead for Microsoft. Let's ask you one final question, Dave, that zooms us way into the future, like from a Star Trek capacity. But is it possible it might happen in the future? Could Microsoft or any other similar organization develop some form of software that could scan the brain, where you could read what the person you're standing beside you is thinking?
You know what, Frank, the scary thing is some universities have already done this, really, really, really basic level. It was something that was done, I think it was last year. And what they were able to do is they had a candidate strapped up to a machine, and basically they asked the candidate to think of a word, and the technology was able to interpret what that word was. Now, really, really limited, okay? So you know, the list of words that they could choose from was short, and we were monitoring brainwaves and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, time's infinite, Frank, so there is no thought. You know, I think we were a bit arrogant to say that we couldn't. It's more a question of when.
Wouldn't it be scary, however, if I could stand and look at the boss who's looking through the glass now and know exactly what he's thinking?
Yeah, you bet. And I think all of these technologies, they drive a change in our culture, and we have to think, what's the best way to use this? How can I use this to deliver the best advantage whilst minimising the risk of the bad things it could do to us and our society?
Dave, always good to look to the future. Thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Frank.
Dave Copland is with Microsoft. He's the chief man for looking at what's coming down the line. And the research shows that Northern Irish people generally are prepared to work outside the office. They're doing it in great numbers, and they're embracing the future in that capacity.